Our theme for Christmas this year is an anchor for the soul, focusing on Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19.
I want to begin by thinking about uncertainty about the future. Yes, we have made it to Christmas 2022, as I said, and certainly 2022 has been a much better year, hasn't it, when we compare it to the last couple, broken up by COVID and lockdowns and things like that. We'd rather not think about the last couple of years. We're kind of all looking ahead, aren't we? And at this time of the year, we don't want to think much at all, do we? We want to switch off for a little while and enjoy a break with family and friends. We certainly don't want to worry. We don't really want to think about tomorrow, let alone next year or beyond that. The future brings, well, can bring, often brings worry, concern, uncertainty. Today, Christmas Day, is about certainty in life's uncertainties. Christmas is all about hope, the certain future that God has promised us in his Son. Without dwelling on it too much today, Australians have real concerns about the future. I came across some research. Oh, gee, that jumped a long way. Back one. There we go. Real Insurance did some research very recently asking Australians what we are most concerned about when it comes to the future. Here's what they found. So Australia-wide, top three overall concerns: government, climate change and environment, a close second, and financial concerns. So these are kind of big picture global concerns that people have. If we narrow down to personal concerns, individual concerns in Australia, we're concerned about the rising cost of living, the cost of energy, food and fuel, and international relations and global instability. This was handy research because you could put in your postcode and it would give you a kind of regional breakdown as well. Not too much difference, but here's the Northern Beaches, top of the list, big picture concerns: climate change and environment, health, government, and individual concerns, still the rising cost of living, cost of energy, food and fuel, and something slightly different there, the growing negative influence of social media. So as you can see, whether it's Australia-wide or in our local area, there is presently a great deal of concern about our financial future. Maybe you know this concern yourself. We know that there are present challenges and also uncertainties about the future, both in the short and long term. So into this context of uncertainty, we have the certainty of God and his Son and his promise in him, a sure promise: his kingdom will never end. In Luke's biography of Jesus' life, death and resurrection, the Gospel of Luke, we read the promise of God given through an angelic messenger to Mary, the mother of our Lord. Here it is on the screen. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." I want to focus on those final five words of God's promise: his kingdom, the kingdom of this Son, Jesus, his kingdom will never end. The true and living God is a speaking God. He spoke creation into existence in the beginning. He breathes life into us. And we can know God only because he reveals himself to us through his messengers, in particular the prophets of old and Jesus and his apostles in the New Testament. We have their word written down for us in Scripture, God's word. His revelation of himself that we may know him and know ourselves and know how we might best live in God's world as God's people. God is also a promise maker. He speaks words of promise. And thankfully, a faithful promise keeper. The fact that Christ was born shows that God is a promise keeper. He foretold the coming of his Son to save the world, and he did it. King Jesus died for us, his people. But more than that, he was raised from the dead. He is Lord, even over death. His kingdom will never end. His kingdom will never end is a promise guaranteed by Jesus' resurrection. Jesus' kingdom is not an earthly one. It is a heavenly one, a perfect one, one that endures forever and ever. And friends, this is where certainty is found. Yes, there is a great deal of uncertainty in our world and in our lives. There are many things that concern us, things that cause us to worry, things we try to block out of our minds to enjoy a few days over Christmas and New Year. But we can have certainty amidst the uncertainty. God doesn't promise to take away the uncertainties of life. We will face our challenges. Only God knows our future. We may make our plans, but they are written in pencil only. God will write them in ink. He is in control of our future. In fact, he is in control of past, present, and future, which is of great relief, because when he promises, he fulfills. He is perfectly able to. He promised that his Son would come, and he did. He promised that he would save people, and he did what was necessary. He died for our sins, for our forgiveness, for our restoration of relationship with our Creator, God our Father. He rose again to guarantee our future. His kingdom will never end. And so we have certain hope for the future and anchor for the soul. Now, I am not much of a fisherman. In fact, you can probably count on one hand the number of times that I've thrown a line in. And I'm definitely not a boat person. Actually, in the past, I didn't really have a problem with boats. I used to love going with my family on the Manly Ferry when the swell was up, going through the heads, spray coming off the front of the ferry. That was a lot of fun. But in more recent years, as my immediate family can testify, we had a holiday in Cairns, went out to snorkel on the reef, and, well, let's just say I wasn't well on the way out to the reef. It wasn't even that bumpy. It was pretty bumpy, but nothing like those rides through the heads on the Manly Ferry. I don't know what's changed, but anyway. We know that when it gets real rough, an anchor is essential. Here is a headline from July this year. You might remember this. Cargo ship stranded off Sydney, forced to remain at anchor by ferocious conditions. Do you remember this particular ship? Can't remember exactly where it was located. The stricken cargo ship MV Portland Bay will remain at a standstill until at least Wednesday morning as ferocious conditions at sea continue to delay efforts to tow it to deeper waters. Attempts to tow the 170-metre ship to deeper waters were suspended on Monday night after lines being used to pull the vessel broke in the extreme weather. Can you imagine how frightening that would have been to be on that ship? Thank goodness for a strong anchor. Those on board would have been thanking God for the strength of that anchor. Friends, we need an anchor for our soul. Strength to hold us when times are tough. Strength to hold us when we face uncertainties, whether they be in 2023 or further into our future. His kingdom will never end is a promise that is an anchor for our soul. In the New Testament letter to the Hebrew Christians who were being persecuted for following Jesus, they were facing seriously tough times. They were experiencing many uncertainties. We read this promise. It is impossible for God to lie. In other words, we can trust his promise. We who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us, that is, his kingdom that will never end, may be greatly encouraged. Greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. This Christmas, be greatly encouraged. By all means, enjoy your Christmas lunch and dinner, your time with family and friends, enjoy the food and the drink. In moderation, of course, I know I will be. Enjoy the restful days ahead, the beach, the cricket, the new presents, whatever it might be. But most of all, be greatly encouraged. You may be facing uncertainties in 2023. There may be some challenges ahead for you. But amidst those challenges, you have an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That is, if your hope is in Jesus, that Christ child who grew up to live and die to save you, who rose from the dead to be king of the eternal kingdom, have you bent the knee before him? Have you received his salvation? Is he your hope? I hope so. For if he is the anchor for your soul, firm and secure. Today, tomorrow, and always. For his kingdom will never end. Amen. Let's respond as we sing Joy to the World.